Hi everyone, it's Jay here with another episode of the UX Direction podcast. Now, today's topic is about something which somebody from my team actually came to me with today, and it's quite interesting actually because it just made me think about all of the times that I've actually done this and how I've approached this kind of in the past. So the problem was that the UX designer actually kind of came up to me and was like, "Hey Jay, like, I've got this amazing idea. And this idea, I think, will be a game changer for the business. It will make the experience with the customers absolutely magnificent. However, I can't seem to get the buy-in from the stakeholders on the project who are basically making the decisions to deliver that said feature," right? So when I asked them, I was like, "Okay, like, so how did you come up with the idea? Secondly, like, what activities did you do? And thirdly, like, how did you approach the stakeholder?" Right? So they said, "Okay, we had this fantastic idea and we've done all of this research up front. So all of the data that we've collected points to us doing this for the customer. All of the usability testing that we've been doing on the wireframes and kind of low fidelity stuff indicates that we're on the right track. All of the discovery research, the generative kind of research that we've done through kind of customer interviews, kind of in the past and kind of backed up again to date, validates that there's a need for this particular feature." I was like, "Okay, that's great. Like, tick, tick. Really, really good stuff." And then I said, "Okay, well, now tell me, how did you pitch it to the platform product lead?" So for this instance, it'll be the mobile product lead. And they said, "Well, I just went to them and said, hey, like, this really, really good feature. We should do it. Like, we should get it implemented, like, straight away. I think it will add tons of value." I was like, "Okay." And the reaction from the product lead was, "What exactly?" And then the UX designer responded to me and said, "Well, they just said no. They said, you know, we don't think it's going to be valuable enough for the development team to spend much time on that when there were other priorities." And I just found this really, really interesting, right? Because it just made me think through my career, how have I managed to kind of convince and kind of persuade product leads and other leads around the business, or, you know, kind of product managers, directors, or whatever they may be, whatever stakeholders I need to get buy-in, how have I convinced them that the idea or the approach proposal that we kind of put in front of them is the right way to go, right? So I said to the UX designer, this is how you should do it. So when you're approaching somebody who has ownership over a particular platform, and let's backtrack a second. So, you know, being a UX designer, it can be quite difficult to kind of get your ideas implemented. And the reason for this is because UX as a department does not have ownership over the platforms. So we could have some amazing ideas, right? But we need to convince the owners of the platform that those are amazing ideas, and also that they will benefit from implementing those changes as well. So I understood this very kind of early on kind of in my career, right? I understood that if things weren't going my way, you effectively have to take a back step and think, okay, why? Like, are you approaching this selfishly, right? And 9 times out of 10, the reason why UX doesn't get buy-in is because UX designers and as a department as a whole are acting in a selfish manner, right? And I read this really interesting book by Gary Vaynerchuk. It's around kind of social media and, you know, getting people to kind of buy into kind of your personal brand, for example, or to your products or the services that you're trying to sell. And the book's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. Like, completely recommend that book. It's absolutely brilliant. I can't say that I've executed on it like to the letter when it comes to personal branding and social media, as I'm not that active. But some really, really like key gems. And like, that book came out not too long after I set out my career in kind of UX. So the timing was kind of perfect. But what I discovered is that I could actually apply that same methodology of jab, 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 right hook to the tech and product space. So for some kind of context, the idea around the book is you don't just go straight in with an ask. Like, you don't go straight in with a right hook, right? To, you know, kind of sucker punch them into kind of what it is that you want. You have to take a series of jabs, right? First, to, I guess, kind of build up to that ask, right? To build up to that right hook that you're going to land and, you know, kind of get them kind of sunk in to your idea or kind of proposal. So kind of what I found when it comes to kind of product is almost treat your stakeholders like how you would your customers, right? So your stakeholders have pain points. Your stakeholders have challenges, right? Your stakeholders have objectives and goals. And the sooner you learn and identify that, the easier it will be to sell your ideas, right? And get buy-in on your ideas kind of going forwards. And this is key. Like, this is absolutely fundamental. Like, if you want to kind of be successful as a UX designer or kind of any kind of designer, really, is it's being empathetic to the needs of those that you're working and collaborating with as well. So my advice was, take a step back. So think about the response that you received from this product lead, okay? There are clear concerns around the time that it will take to deliver the feature, okay, from a development point of view. There are key concerns around resources. There's obviously key objectives that need to be met as well. So other kind of feature releases, and, you know, this was for kind of mobile app as well. So we want particular turnaround times when it comes to release cycles for mobile. So have a think about that and think about how you might be able to leverage this and how your feature, or by implementing your feature, will help that platform to achieve its goals as well. So, you know, we had a kind of discussion about this, and, you know, they came back to me and they were like, okay, Jay, I've thought about this one. And the way that they pitched it was spot on, right? So they said, based on the research and the data, and they collected all of the data, they put it into a nice kind of presentation to show the story and the steps that led to making this decision for the experience for the one on mobile app. And the concerns from the product leads as well. So they'd actually interviewed the product leads. They've actually interviewed them and asked them questions about, okay, like, what are your goals or what are your priorities about this particular, if we were to kind of change kind of the UI in kind of this way or the experience in this way, like, what would your concerns be? And because they fully understood that, they were able to pitch it to them correctly this time, right? And say that by implementing this change, it will save development time and effort in the longer run, because this is one feature, but this feature solves multiple problems, right? So it's not just a UI change that solves a single challenge for the customer or the business. It could actually solve multiple challenges for the customer and the business. And in solving multiple challenges, its value increases significantly, right? So really think about, like, the depth of which that solution could actually go to, right? Like, does that solution just solve one problem, or does it solve many problems, And if it solves many, then it's a much easier sell, because what that means is that your stakeholders can now see the value, right? They can say, they can put on their, I guess, their internal CVs that, you know, they release X feature which solved a magnitude of kind of different problems. Also, like, does the feature or the idea that you're proposing, like, will it be implemented in stages? Or are there other features that need to be added on or kind of layered on top to kind of add subsequent value? If that's the case, pitch the entire idea, but say you're going to start with this small piece of it first to test the waters, to understand the value. And it could be the leanest part of that solution first. And by doing so, what you can end up doing is get into a place where it's very easy to sell your ideas to your stakeholders, because they understand that you've actually thought this through, right? You've thought through whether or not it's going to add value. You've thought through, you know, the impact that that feature might have, and whether it makes one impact or several impacts. You've thought through the challenges that the development teams might be having, and, you know, effectively saying, hey, like, if we implement this now, it's going to save more time later because we can foresee these challenges occurring in the future. So going back to the original point is that they came back to me kind of with this perfect pitch, and it covered kind of all of these things that we discussed. And they literally sat down with the product lead and said, hey, like, this is the feature, but this is the story of the feature. This is where the feature can take the app to next. This is how the feature will achieve the business goals. This isn't a nice to have. This is a must have. And when they actually sat down and kind of walked them through, it was a no-brainer, right? Like, the product lead said, cool, let's do it. Why? Because they saw that they'd be gaining more value by spending 2 weeks on this particular feature than not having the feature, right? And it's all about how you articulate your ideas kind of to these stakeholders. So this is all I want to say today is, when it comes to managing stakeholders, you need to come from a standpoint of giving and empathy. You can't go in direct and say, hey, I've got an amazing idea. It trumps everything that's on your backlog at the moment. It must go from the bottom of the list to the top of the list straight away, jump the queue, because it's going to smash it once it's released and customers are going to love it. Like, you can't just say, you just can't say that. And you can't say that, you know, we've done this research, so do it now kind of thing. And like, that doesn't work. But you have to come from a position of empathy. Empathize with your colleagues, stakeholders, understand their challenges, and understand how you could add value to their particular projects or, you know, kind of statements of work through the release of those ideas that you might have, or the opportunities that you've uncovered kind of through your UX discovery work. And also, you know, how you're driving business impact. And this is something that a lot of UX designers, and I guess designers in general, especially in tech, kind of struggle with, right? Like, and I think the reason why I've been able to kind of get to where I am so quickly is because I understand the impact that design has on the business. I understand the impact that design can have on the business, but also how to measure it in the right way so that everybody else can also be aligned and understand that as well. And that's what more UX designers need to be able to do. We need to be able to, yes, have the amazing ideas and identify the opportunities, but we also need to understand how to pitch them. And that means understanding the business of UX as well. And, you know, going into the business of UX and, you know, how we can make UX measurable and kind of metrics that we should be tracking and those kind of things, it's something that I'll cover in another episode. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys, you know, a little story as to, you know, what occurred kind of from my kind of team kind of today, and, you know, how you should approach similar kind of challenges. If you have issues with stakeholders, just remember empathy. Treat them as you would your customer base. You wouldn't just throw an idea out there kind of to your customers and expect them to like it and get on with it, right? You do your research. You do your due diligence. Do the same with your stakeholders. So if you found that useful or useless, let me know in the comments, DM me. I'm on Instagram. Not as active posting, but I do respond to messages. So feel free to kind of inquire on there. Don't forget to kind of give this channel a like, subscribe, kind of follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, save the podcast so that you can be notified when the next release is live. And hopefully you enjoy the rest of the episodes that will be coming this week. Take care.